It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, we're back. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. We are continuing our discussion on Penn State's true freshman, the red, yellow, green light, what we anticipate the pecking order to be this fall. He's Jim Galante. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. We're both here in the Labatt Blue studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's an exciting conversation, I think, for a number of reasons. You're talking about possibilities for Penn State's young players. A very, very good 2019 recruiting class. We've spent quite a bit of time looking at their film, breaking them down. Tucker's Tape looked at all these guys. He ranked them. Now they're here on campus, and they are just about on the verge of actually starting their careers. So for us, it's a very exciting time. For you guys, I'm sure it's exciting to imagine the possibilities, how good these freshmen can be. It's always, you know, trying to anticipate where the surprises might come from. Like Jahan Dotson this time last year, I don't think we had any idea that he would play. But because he was so good in summer camp, and because the rest of Penn State's receivers were frankly so bad at points of last year, that pathway opened up. There will be a surprise or two here. We'll try to anticipate that, but you just can't anticipate guys who arrive late. You know, guys who arrived in January, you can circle them right away and say, hey, they got a shot. Guys arrive in June, I don't know. It takes something special, and it's possible, but you just can't predict it.
It's definitely a little tougher, and you're right, Dustin, about the excitement, and this is where the advantage for me. You're a journalist. I'm a fan, so I'm allowed to get all excited about these guys, and I am. I can't
Jimmy's
wait to
all
see.
Lathered up right now.
Oh, my God. I'm ready to suit up. Let's go hit somebody, Dustin. But this is fun. We did the green light in quarter number one. A lot of fun. Those are the guys we know they're going to be real good players. The yellow light, this is where we might find those players like you talked about, Dustin, who because of circumstances or they just come in and, you know, take the practice field by storm. And I'm going to throw out a couple names here for the yellow lights, and I want to get your take. The first one I want to put out there is Lance Dixon. He's a linebacker, and we've already talked about how good the linebacker room is. By the way, when did we ever start talking? It's always got to be the linebacker room, the quarterback room. Anyway, I digress. But Lance Dixon, it's a special kind of talent. He's not 240 pounds, so you might not think he's got the size, but he is a special player. Might they find a special way to use him?
Maybe on special teams while we're at it. I don't think he's quite ready. You know, at 213 pounds, that's a victory. I think we're talking about him gaining 12 to 14 pounds since he got on campus. He was right around that 200-pound range, I believe. Size-wise, weight-wise, he was somewhere between linebacker and safety. He played safety, I think, the first 2 years of his high school career, played linebacker the last two. He has a special, special ceiling. And if we're going to talk about Brandon Smith in terms of he's probably not going to be around for a fifth year, so why are we going to redshirt him today? You can probably have that same conversation with Lance Dixon, albeit he's just not as ready as Brandon Smith is physically. But what he's ready to do, he's pretty much exactly what you want in a special teamer. Fast, physical, big enough, can get down the field, can do all those things. So if you use him, again, follow the Jesse Lucchetto plan, and you only get special teams out of him, then you're okay. He's going to be primed for 2020 to really play a big role. Boy, I think he's yellowish green. I think he's yellowish green. I think there's a scenario where it makes sense not to play him beyond four games. But there's a scenario if you want to make your special teams as competitive and athletic and physical and imposing as you can, Lance Dixon's got to be part of that conversation.
You convinced me. Let's green light him. Put him on special teams. Let's make special teams special, right?
Yeah.
I'm all for it. All right. Let's move on. Here's my next one. And if you said Lance Dixon might follow the Jesse Lucchetto model, John Dunmore might follow the Jahan Dotson model.
Love that comparison.
He looks like he has some special skills. He was very thin coming out of school. I think he put on some pounds since arriving. Looks a little more ready for college football. action.
I think Jahan Dotson is the perfect. If he wants to get onto the field beyond four games, he's got to follow that same path and really make a big impression in the early part of summer camp. And I think he's got the possibility of doing that. He's a different receiver than anybody else I think they have on the roster. If there are going to be some struggles, I know he's got some weight he needs to gain, but I think he can be a functional wide receiver at 185 pounds for the way that he plays. He catches the ball better in traffic than I think maybe anybody else on the roster does. He has outstanding body control. I can see him being a big time red zone guy, somebody that somebody would trust, but he's got to force his way in that conversation. Penn State doesn't have a numbers problem at wide receiver. They've got a pecking order problem that needs to be sorted out, and that can be an asset for John Dunmore because I don't think there's anybody who's going to run laps around him and make it clear as day. You know, you got your KJ Hamler, you got Jahan Dotson. They're both little guys. Justin Shorter has some potential. Daniel George has been on campus a year more than John Dunmore. You got Weston Carr coming from the JUCO ranks. There's a lot of bodies there, but I think John Dunmore brings some special abilities to the table. So if he's very good in camp, I can see him jumping into that green category. I can also see him, you know, playing those four games and then a scenario happening where somebody gets hurt or whatever, where they feel like they got to turn to him. I think he's still yellow, but with shades of green.
Well, with the guys who are yellow, to me, that's the ones who have that chance. Good chance that they play the four games and they just need a little bit of an opening. Maybe it's an injury. Maybe it's some drop balls. Next thing you know, they're playing.
Yeah, there's a path. There's a path. I wouldn't say it's likely, but there's a path.
Exactly, and that's the definition of the yellow light. All right, next up, while we're talking receivers, I'm going to throw in Brenton Strange. And here's why. The tight end, it's not as crowded as some other places. We say that there's two now, but do you – what is it – Bowers, right?
Bowers,
the backup. He's got an injury history. So would you be surprised if something happened to him? All of a sudden, your number two tight end is either Zach Kuntz or Strange. And we found out last year that they can play a freshman tight end. They're willing to do it.
Yes, and I think Zach Kuntz is still under construction, so to speak. At 6'7", he's at 243. Brenton Strange has done everything they could have asked of him. He's 6'3", 233. It depends on obviously a Bowers injury would open the door. I don't think that anybody would jump in and play the same number of snaps as Bowers would when he's healthy. But there is a possibility that Zach Kuntz gives way to Brenton Strange because Kuntz is still trying to work his way. He's got such a unique frame. I don't think you can say with certainty today that if an injury opened up a path, that it would definitely be Zach Kuntz. You know, having been on campus for, you know, he enrolled in January last year. He's got an edge, I suppose, but it's possible for Strange. I wouldn't rule it out.
And that's exactly it. It's about opportunity. And, you know, are you prepared if that opportunity comes to you?
Yeah.
And it could for Brenton Strange. All right. I've got one more I marked as yellow before we go to the long shots and, you know.
We'll have to go through the reds pretty quick.
Well, we're not going to go through all of them, but just someone who might turn from red to yellow. But I have one more yellow. How about Adisa Isaac, defensive end? He's already over 240 pounds. We've seen young players play at defensive end. I know there's some very talented guys there already, but I think we could at least – we might see him on the four-game plan, maybe the Jason Owe plan here.
Yeah, I think it would take something out of the ordinary for Isaac to rise up the defensive end rotation, but maybe it's an injury or two away. I think he's got some impressive instincts and physical skills that you'd just like to see him at 250 plus before you really use them. Like if Jason Owe didn't play last year, didn't burn his redshirt last year, Adisa Isaac probably isn't going to this year. I would add, just while we're in the yellow category, number one, Devin Ford, we talked about him as part of the greens, the running backs. I think Marquise Wilson is probably there too. too, being in January, being a cornerback. I think he's a shade behind where Keaton Ellis is, but I think that him enrolling in January helps him. And there are some possibilities to be in that sort of that top five conversation at cornerback.
There is, and again, that's a good one to point out. Again, with the cornerback, let's go real quick. The red light ones where there's a possibility. I'll put the quarterbacks together. The thing of it with them is, with Tommy Stevens leaving, all of a sudden these guys are battling for third string. If everything goes as planned, they won't see the field. Yeah. How often do things go as planned? This team was very fortunate. Trace McSorley never got hurt.
Hackenberg never got hurt.
Right. They didn't miss games. But guess what? Quarterbacks do get hurt. All of a sudden, one of these guys could be your number two quarterback.
You're not going to be that lucky forever. You know, you think about what Ohio State went through a couple years ago, them needing to tap into their number three, who was Cardale Jones at the time.
Yep.
You know, crazy things happen, and now they're in a position everybody had to bump up some. The question will be, who is it? Like Michael Johnson Jr., I think, is the better long-term prospect. Taquan Roberson, I thought, was more prepared on a one-off, a one-year kind of thing to play right away. That'll be interesting to see who wins out, not only just for 2019, for the future, too, because you're thinking, okay, which of these guys is going to transfer? And if somebody's got the edge now, then you're going to have to take that edge back.
Exactly. And again, if things had gone as planned, where you had Tommy Stevens and Sean Clifford and Will Levis, the quarterbacks would have been just an interesting side note. Now, the coaches have to actually think about the possibility of one of these guys playing and playing significant downs, important downs. So that one you have to watch. Looking at the list of the rest of the names, is there anyone that stands out to you that might have a chance to play, even if it's just the four games?
None of the offensive linemen, but Caden Wallace at 303, at a rock solid 333. He's an interesting name to monitor because I think he can play guard or tackle, and he could kind of push his way into the two deep at some point in time if the circumstances permit. So as an offensive lineman, him. I think Daquan Hardy, to use him in a special teams capacity wouldn't be the worst thing in the world either.
And who knows, if you put him out there, test him out for that four-game tryout, essentially, and he does some exciting things, next thing you know, He's you take off the red shirt.
I need to let it be known that I'm a big fan of TJ Jones. Maybe that Irv Charles wide receiver special teams role could be something that he does as well.
And again, that wide receiver position is a spot where you might see a surprise. That's it for quarter number two. Stick around quarter number three. We're going to look at the linebackers.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.